This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Russians have launched a major missile attack on Ukraine's infrastructure. That's what authorities there are saying about reports of explosions this morning in several cities, including Kyiv, the capital. Twitter has suspended the accounts of several journalists who wrote about new owner Elon Musk. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Those who saw their accounts suspended include journalists working for the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, and other publications. Neither Twitter nor Musk gave any explanation for why it took down the accounts and made their profiles and past tweets disappear. The sudden suspension of news reporters followed Musk's decision Wednesday to permanently ban an account that automatically tracked the flights of his private jet using publicly available data. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Musk did take to Twitter last night to accuse journalists of sharing private information about his whereabouts that he described as basically assassination coordinates. That massive storm that killed three people in Louisiana has been dumping snow in the Midwest as it moves to the Northeast. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
At a travel center in Bismarck, North Dakota, truck drivers had to pause at a rest stop. With a foot of snow on the ground, icy roads, and winds gusting up to 60 miles an hour. The National Weather Service says this is the same system that produced deadly tornadoes in the South. Now, as it spreads to the Northeast, upstate New York and New England could be in for up to 1 to 2 feet of snow. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Five Louisiana law enforcement officers have been charged with crimes for their roles in the deadly 2019 arrest of a black motorist, Ronald Green. The charges range from negligent homicide to malfeasance. A new report on the death penalty says American support for it continues to decline. The report also says many of the executions this year were botched. This is AP News. Now to the Red Sox and a new guy with some big plans. The AP's Mike Hempen.
The Red Sox have signed the Japanese batting champion to a multi-year deal. Japanese star Masataka Yoshida has agreed to a 5-year, $90 million contract with Boston. The 29-year-old outfielder helped Orex to a victory in the Japan Series in October, won a gold medal at the Tokyo Olympics, and twice led Japan's Pacific League in batting. Yoshida has a career 326 average and 419 on base percentage in 7 seasons in Japan. He says his goal now is to win a world championship with the Red Sox. I'm Mike Hempen.
New York is the latest state to ban the sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits in pet stores, an effort to target commercial breeding operations the critics call puppy mills. The new law takes effect in 2024. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.